So as a four, you already know, like twos, you're inherently empathic towards other people's needs and feelings. And like threes, you want to perform well, earn recognition in the eyes of others. But unlike the two other feeling styles, you're pulled to your interior world where there are strong emotions that guide you to what's important. So this leads to a tension between meeting the needs and expectations of others while staying true to yourself. And while everyone has feelings, you live with more and bigger feelings than other people. And it's almost like a inner experience of riding waves of emotion, like you're on a small boat on the ocean with big waves carrying you in multiple and sometimes opposing directions. And so your breath work is to keep a firm grip on the rudder and steer the boat in the right direction. And body awareness practice can help you stay on course. So the emotional habit for you is the feeling of longing. And the mental habit is notice what's missing in the present moment and idealizing the past and future. And often there's a comparing of yourself to someone or something else. And this is also known as envy. And it may appear intensely in certain situations, but it also operates as a chronic emotional tone, just kind of living in the background. So this sense of loss at the lack of wholeness and deep connection engender sadness, some kind of melancholy. And you find these feelings authentic and valuable, but the danger is getting stuck there and becoming demotivated when people or situations don't live up to the idealized expectation. And so that shadow issue of ordinariness can have you turning the critical eye on yourself. You'll do that to others, okay? If there's a life lacking in substance, ordinary means deficient. You also do this to yourself, and it can generate an intense internal pressure to be authentic and to be seen as or recognized by yourself as special and unique. So body awareness can support you in being grounded and centered, even during stormy emotional weather, where you can start tapping into the vitality of your life force, where it brings a quality of goodness. And this balances your tendency towards melancholy. So for the body awareness practice, which is really important for you because your attention goes outside to other, like that two and three, but then it goes inside to those kind of highs and lows of feelings. So your task is to learn how to go with the flow of emotions that rise and fall without losing your center. And each emotion has a feeling physical component. So it can be hard for you to recognize physical sensations in the body. And when you are able to do this, you can start noticing how your emotions are accompanied by a tightness in your breath and sometimes a withdrawal of energy from your face, your hands, your voice, and your feet. So pausing right now and practice circulating your breath and your energy by sending both to your entire body, rather than diving in and containing it only in one part. You have this strong receptive emotional function. So come back to the body, where you have an inner resource of being physically grounded. And this isn't about being calm, but rather having the resource of your breath and your energy available at all times to help balance your emotions. And hold them in a larger space, so focus on breathing in and breathing out. And if you have a strong three wing, you may notice you build energy up in your chest and you hold back on the exhale. So practice taking slow, deep breaths and letting go on the exhale. Releasing tension in the chest and diaphragm. And if you have a strong five wing, you may notice you're not taking in enough air. So practice breathing into your chest and your belly to build more energy. And just noticing what it would be like to access calm and steady breathing that does not overcharge your system, but which can be contained inside the body. Breathing in, breathing out, noticing sensation in the body. Noticing if you can spread it throughout your body, through your arms, through your legs. Letting go on the exhale to release tension in the chest and diaphragm. And from this interior space, you can insert a pause when you notice the onset of the feeling of disappointment, where there's a sudden letdown and something feels incomplete, or you feel deficient, or the other person feels deficient. And this can be triggered by anything that seems to be missing in work or events or relationships. And without this pause, it starts to spiral you into the feeling of feeling let down, where you suddenly withdraw or lose interest in a relationship or a project that previously held value. And it still does have value. So allowing yourself to breathe, feel that emotional stability through being physically grounded. And if it feels like it's hard to sit, sometimes simply getting up, walking around, you can notice your breath and energy circulate more easily. Although you can also do it while sitting in a chair. And as you breathe deeply and sense your body, this protects you from your tendency to internalize other people's emotions and opinions. And doing so, you've already gotten to this point where you know it's not the best thing for you. So breathing in this way helps you create an energetic boundary. And you can use this awareness to practice discerning what is actually yours and what's not. So continue to breathe and feel the circulation of energy down into your belly, your stomach area, and into your feet. And as you practice doing this, you can do this in the present moment when you're with someone else and you notice you start to take them in and internalize their emotions and opinions. And this creates an energetic separation between you and others while still allowing you to make contact with them, where you feel centered on the inside, where self-esteem is internal, and you feel less anxious and less dependent on the acceptance and rejection of other people. So continue breathing like this for as long as you'd like, breathing in and breathing out, steady, gently between the inhale and exhale, and allowing your body's own unique sensations, and balancing highs and lows with steady breathing.